Welcome to Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Atlanta Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Vic Harris. Batting third. The center fielder, Bake McBride. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Crawford. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hector Cruz. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Curtis. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, John Curtis. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roland Offis. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Perez. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Williams. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Vic Correll. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jerry Royster. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Darryl Chaney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Morton. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Carl Morton. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride takes first base on ball four. Harris moves to second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive towards second. Perez catches it and steps on second to double up Harris. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Roland Offis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offis takes first base on ball four. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley strikes out. Two outs. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Correll hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. John Curtis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cheney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster takes first base on ball 4. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Royster. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Royster steals second. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Royster. The throw from Simmons and he is out, Cruz applying the tag. One out. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney takes first base on ball 4. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton hits a fly ball into right field. Crawford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Office hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McBride hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. McBride moves to second. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0 for 1 in the game. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. McBride moves to third. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fairley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a line drive towards third. Cruz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Wynn moves to second. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Wynn scores. Williams moves to third. It's 1-0, Braves. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Correll is 0 for 1 in the game. Correll is walked intentionally. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Royster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields it and throws to home to get Williams. Henderson moves to third. Correll moves to second. Two outs. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Chaney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cruz moves to third. John Curtis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtis is 0-for-1 in the game. Curtis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Royster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kessinger moves to second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. Cruz scores. Kessinger moves to third. Curtis moves to second. One out. It's Cardinals, 1, Braves, 1. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. Curtis scores. Harris moves to second. It's 3-1, Cardinals. Pablo Torrealba now pitching. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McBride takes first base on ball 4. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harris scores. McBride moves to second. It's 4-1, Cardinals. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0-for-2 in the game. Crawford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McBride moves to third. Simmons moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Cito Gaston pinch hits for Pablo Torrealba. Cito Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston strikes out. One out. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Office hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Curtis covering, for the out. Two outs. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Braves 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bruce Dalcanton now pitching. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Royster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Curtis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Curtis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Wynn reaches second base with a double. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Wynn scores. It's 4-2, Cardinals. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Correll is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Correll hits a fly ball into right field. Crawford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Royster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Braves 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. McBride hits a fly ball into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Chaney hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Gilbreth pinch hits for Bruce Dalcanton. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Office hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-3 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Braves 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Roger Maurer now pitching. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams fields the ball and throws to Maurer covering. Safe. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-3 in the game. Fairley bunts towards the mound. Maurer fields it and throws to first for the out. Crawford moves to second. one out. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cruz is walked intentionally. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wynn. Kessinger reaches second base with a double. Crawford scores. Cruz moves to third. It's 5-2, Cardinals. John Curtis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Curtis strikes out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brock hits a pop-up towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Luis Melendez now playing left field. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Correll is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Correll hits a fly ball into right field. Crawford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Braves 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. McBride strikes out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Royster hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chaney takes first base on ball 4. Tom Pachyorek pinch hits for Roger Maurut. Eric Rasmussen now pitching. Dave May pinch hits for Tom Pachyorek. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chaney moves to second. Mike Wallace now pitching. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Office takes first base on ball 4. Chaney moves to third. May moves to second. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-4 in the game. Perez hits a fly ball into left field. Melendez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chaney tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Cardinals. Mike Proley now pitching. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May scores. Office moves to second. It's 5-4, Cardinals. Darrell Evans pinch hits for Earl Williams. Al Raboski now pitching. Lee Lacy pinch hits for Darrell Evans. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 5, and Atlanta Braves, 4. Goodbye from Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta.